Hi, Nolan Johnson here for Real Time with iConnect 007. I am speaking with Ernie Latinsky, the president, and Dan Carey, the executive vice president at RBP Chemical. Welcome. What I understand is looking at a recent press release, there have been some organizational changes for you.
Yeah. Hey, Nolan, this is Ernie. Yeah. Appreciate your time here today. So yeah, we're proud and excited to bring Dan Carey on the team here. Dan came on here as executive vice president, you know, with a pedigree that is pretty dang good with some of his experiences, both in the military and then in the private sector, both small companies and large companies in growth. But at the end of the day, we're excited to bring Dan on, you know, as a partner with myself here. Mark Cannonberg, you know, he's moved on as president. He's our CEO now, providing strategic direction and oversight for the organization. So Dan and I are really excited to run day-to-day operations and look at the future vision for the organization. The big thing that we're excited about, I think, and Dan, maybe you could talk about this a little more, you know, is what we do for the customer. And Dan and I have a lot of experience with the voice of the customer, and we're trying to drive that culture both at RBP, you know, and then spreading the wisdom and the goodness both upstream and downstream in the supply chain, you know, to support our printed circuit board manufacturers as they go on their endeavors, I should say, and, you know, make more money and have a safer product with better quality and delivery as well. So that's our end state goal for Dan and myself with bringing Dan on the team here.
Dan, what are your first impressions of being at RBP?
Nolan, thanks for having us. We really appreciate your time here. You know, first off, RBP has been around for a long, long time and has a long tradition in supplying, you know, surface chemistry to the circuit board industry. And so I'm excited to be a part of it. This is, as Ernie mentioned before, you know, I have a long history in business in both large and small companies. And to me, this is really an exciting time for us to help drive not only internally a cultural change within our organization, but also, as Ernie mentioned, you know, better value added for the customer. And that's where Ernie and I, through our experiences, we feel like we have a really strong voice of the customer. And there's a lot of really strong people here that are focused on giving the customer an even better quality experience. So we focus on safety and quality and making sure that those are our areas where we hit first.
You know, a change in management at that level can often have an impact on where the strategic planning or the approach goes for a company, not just in culture, but in what you're providing in products or how you're interacting with market needs. Can we talk about what you anticipate there? What do you see in the next year or so as far as changes to the your engagement with your customer?
Nolan, hey, this is Ernie. That's a great question, and again, this is one of the reasons we brought Dan on. Our goal is, you know, within the next 3 to 5 years, is to continue to go up the technology curve. Everything needs to be quicker, faster, with less signal loss, both in the Internet of Things and then everything mil aerospace as well. Having a little experience from the military side, you know, being in the Army Reserves and using this equipment, it hits home for me, you know, on what we need to do. So everything we need to do that board, both preparation, you know, to the finish board, that's what Dan's bringing to this team with our product development on what we want to do to move up that technology curve. When we talk customers, it's not really customers, Nolan, you know, it's more that partnership. So RBP, our goal is to be transparent as we go up that technology curve. And really, we want to do that with partners. So between Dan and myself internally here, and then our distributor with IEC, you know, with Sean Stone and Chuck Williams, we got to get that voice of the customer, you know, and meet those requirements, as Dan said. So there'll be a lot of good things coming here when you start talking on the board, you know, chemistries and solutions as we proceed forth here with Dan coming on board.
And Nolan, if I could just add to that, I would just say our knowledge and our expertise are what we really value and what we drive with the customer, and our ability to help them solve problem points or pain points. And then the chemicals are often, you know, the part that helps solve it, right? But it's really getting in with the customer, understanding what their issues are, and coming up with a solution for the customer that we feel like differentiates RBP.
Great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with us about this. I think that's some very exciting news for RBP.
Nolan, we appreciate your time. Thank you. And best wishes to your organization as well. We love you.
Thanks so much. That means the world to us. Here at iConnect 007, I'm Nolan Johnson. I've been speaking with Dan Carey, the new Executive Vice President at RBP Chemicals, and Ernie Latinsky, the President. Thanks for listening.